It's considered to be the most stable country in Central America, famous for its beautiful beaches and environmental protection. But in the past years, poverty and unemployment have been on the rise. The pandemic had a devastating impact on the vital tourism sector, something that most people are hoping a new president will be able to reverse.
The next president should change everything because we are very poor. There's nothing here. So I hope that from here on in, whoever wins fights for this country because we're Costa Ricans. We have to.
Voters will elect a new president this Sunday in what many say is the most polarized campaign in years. They'll be choosing between former center-left president José María Figueres, who is promising to revive the economy, protect minority rights and the environment.
We are going to focus on the issues that are most important, and for us, of course, the main one is the revival of the economy and the creation of job opportunities in this country.
He faces conservative Rodrigo Chávez, a former World Bank employee who promises to fight corruption and has based his campaign on attacking traditional politics in the country. He's promising to clean the house.
We have a 75-year-old party that only now talks about corruption. It took them so long to realize that corruption is the worst because it's stealing from the people.
Both candidates are surrounded in controversy. Former President Figueres faced accusations of corruption while he was in office, and Chávez was accused of sexual harassment while working at the World Bank.
The accusations of corruption against his party are real, and all these years we've seen mayors and other politicians involved in scandals. With Chávez, there was an investigation by the World Bank, and he had to resign to prevent sanctions from the World Bank.
Both candidates deny the allegations. Many voters here think the candidates on offer are the worst choice they could have. And the hope is that whoever wins will be able to bring back economic growth. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera.